Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code? Hello?
29682.
I'm sorry?
29682.
Thank you. One moment. May I have your first and last name?
Waldorf. WALLDORF.
And your first name?
William. It might be under my wife's name. Gail.
Okay. And may I have your address, please? I do see the name here.
Post Office Box 53, 6 Mile, South Carolina. 29682.
Okay, I do see an order here in your name. One moment. Okay, so on your account, I see where you had placed an order for the smartwatch. This watch is designed to track your steps, your blood pressure, and your heart rate. Is that what you're calling about?
Well, no, I'm calling because I have received two fraudulent accounts on this from this number.
Okay.
Fraudulent sale.
So you did not place the order for the smartwatch?
Yes, I did. That's the only one I've placed.
Okay, I do see that account here. That is the smartwatch that you ordered, but you also joined the shopping club. It's a membership that you could get a number of products at low cost.
Hey, y'all.
Did you hear me? Can you hear me?
You keep disappearing.
Okay, well, I'm here. So the smartwatch, when you opened that account, when you ordered the smartwatch, when you ordered it, you also joined the membership. It's a shopping club. That shopping club gives you access to order a number of other items at such low cost.
Well, I have not joined anything. All I did was order that watch. It says I had won the watch, and the watch was free. I just had to pay shipping. I think $5.72.
Okay. Well, you did pay the shipping and handling for the watch, but you joined the membership. The membership gave you an opportunity to get the watch at such a low cost, and you can choose some other products. But if you're not planning to use this account anymore, it's a shopping club. It's a discount club. It helps you to get products at low cost. But if you're not planning to use the membership anymore, I can close it out for you.
No, but I have received two fraudulent claims from you.
Okay, what are the fraudulent claims you're talking about? You said you ordered the watch, right? You paid the shipping and handling.
Yep.
So what's the fraudulent claim you're talking about?
I don't know. I haven't. My wife has got it, and I don't know what it is right now, but once for $610.
Okay. No, sir, there are no charges on this account like this. So you want to talk with your wife and then call us back?
Well, no.
Did you want me to close this account?
It's bogus, I'm sure.
Okay, this is not a $600 charge. This is for the smartwatch. But if you're not going to use this account anymore, I can't close it so the company can't use it anymore.
Well, that might be a good idea. Because
okay.
We have received, like I said, two fraudulent claims from them.
Okay. I'm not familiar with any other charges that just for the smartwatch here, but I'll go ahead and close it out so the company won't use this account anymore, okay? And you need to call us back, you can.
I still get the smartwatch, correct?
Yes, I'll track it and see when it's going to be delivered. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, so according to this, the smartwatch is in transit. So you may get it next week, but if you don't, just give us a call back, okay?
Okay, I will.
Yes,
sir. And what's
sir?
Your name?
It's Sandra.
Sandra?
Yes.
Okay. Okay,
all right.
Sandra, thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.